Welcome to the UK Bible Students website. Questions and answers. Question: Will God's kingdom be on earth? Answer: God's rule in heaven is already established, as indicated in the prayer, "Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." As to the earth, Jesus referred to Satan as the prince of this world, and the Apostle Paul called him the God of this world, evidencing the adversary's usurpation of power over God's earthly creation. The Creator, in his wisdom, has permitted this state of affairs for a time for good reasons, and the Bible throughout speaks of an end to Satan's dominion and a restoration of harmony between God and man. This is the primary object of the kingdom, and its implications are so far-reaching for human life and experience as to surpass the possibilities of human imagination. The kingdom is both heavenly and earthly, in that its chief ruler will be the glorified Christ, spiritual and invisible to human eyes, while its earthly subjects are the world of mankind. The Christ will, however, work through earthly representatives, and Jesus spoke of men seeing Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom, indicating that the faithful of pre-Christian times would have honoured positions. They believed God's promises, and their faith was counted as righteousness, in spite of the impediments imposed by the curse. Having been tried and found faithful in the awakening from death, they will receive their reward. Perfect human nature. Hebrews 11. And it is with them first that God will enter into a new covenant, promising to write his laws in their hearts and put his spirit in them. Other faithful believers not called to the heavenly inheritance will also assist the Christ in the administration of new laws governing the operation of the kingdom in its every aspect: social, legislative, educational, philanthropic, and religious. The removal by Christ of the evil influences of Satan and his fallen angels will give the people a full, fair opportunity to learn unimpeded what blessings can result from the keeping of God's laws, and the gaining of a permanent place in the earthly kingdom of God will gratify every desire of the perfect human heart. Where will the King's Parliament be? As Jerusalem was the seat of empire for God's chosen nation of Israel, it will again occupy that position, and the faithful men and women of old, raised from death, will naturally return to their homeland. Isaiah says, chapter 2, verse 3, "Out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." From there the Lord will settle international disputes. All weapons will be converted into implements of peace, and all military training will end. Other nations will seek help from the earthly representatives of God's kingdom as they observe its increasing prosperity, and as its influence extends ever further, another prophecy will be fulfilled: "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Thank you for listening.